Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And JT, this is such a great gift to me that you would play these Kiss tunes, because I'm going to be singing all this stuff later at the top of my lungs.
Will you?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Who's going with you?
My daughter, a couple friends from high school.
Will she be embarrassed by you?
No, she'll be singing too.
Jim Wyatt joins us, TitansOnline.com. Jim Wyatt, are you going to Kiss tonight?
I used to like Kiss, but I'm not big enough fan, I have to say, to be down there tonight, so I'm going to miss it. I was more of a Cinderella, Whitesnake, Ozzy fan growing up, and not as much Kiss.
It's very unexpected.
Jimbo had a mullet, right?
I did have a mullet, yep. I had a mullet on my wedding day back in 1992.
Yeah, we're gonna need to see that picture. You're gonna need to tweet that picture.
Visual confirmation of that, Jimbo.
I'll have to send it to you at some point. Yeah, that was they were in then. I had the mullet and the Bama Bangs working.
that's amazing.
A whole compilation there. Getting multiple eras together at the same time while getting married. That's awesome. So the Titans preseason schedule is out, and the home games are, as I look for, there they are, New England in week two, and the Sunday nighter against Pittsburgh in week three, 7 o'clock on NBC. And as you wrote, the Titans and Patriots are discussing plans for joint practices in Nashville. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it will end up happening. I talked to Mike Vrabel about this at the owners' meetings at the end of March, and at that time, the two teams had requested to play one another, and Mike Vrabel kind of mentioned it to Bill Belichick, and then Belichick said, "Hey, how about us practicing together?" And in order for it to happen, it would have need to be a week two or a week three preseason game, because you wouldn't want to do it in week one, and you wouldn't want to do it in week four toward the end. And so I was kind of waiting. I didn't write anything about it, waiting for the schedule to come out just to make sure the NFL, presented a schedule that would allow it to happen. I think initially this morning I saw somebody report that the Titans and Patriots played in week one, and I thought, well, this is probably not going to happen. But when it was scheduled for week two, it kind of the bells went off that, and it sounds a touch base, and certainly it sounds like this is going to happen. A lot of details still need to be worked out as far as the exact dates, how much they'll practice. But, plans are for these two teams to work kind of like the Titans did against the Buccaneers leading up to a preseason game last year. It's great work. I mean, not only good work to practice against another team, but practice against the defending Super Bowl champs, practice against a quarterback in Tom Brady. And, so hopefully they won't hit a snag that blows it up. Things sound positive.
Right, and the Titans identified a future slot receiver.
Yeah, I was going to say, can't wait to see which Patriot free agents there are.
that's the way a lot of times, and Adam Humphries wasn't the first time that's happened. There have been some other times when teams have practiced against the Titans and they've noticed guys in those workouts, and I'm not talking about the next year in free agency, but sometimes this is when you get a good look at guys who are on the 90-man roster when you practice, but then become available when you cut down to 53. So that's another good opportunity to just kind of keep an eye on those guys.
Mock draft tours continue for you. I know that's kind of a simple thing because you're just aggregating information, Jim, but that's one of my favorite things, and it's fun to watch them evolve over the weeks leading up to the draft as people get more intel throughout free agency and all those type of things. What are you noticing as you continue to, as you say, mock the drafts?
Well, I think Noah Fant continues to be the most popular pick. I think 6 of the 30 had him. I think Christian Wilkins, another popular guy. Montez Sweat appeared in 2 of them this week, which is probably more of a pipe dream to think he'd be around there at 19. But I don't know too many people that thought Javon Kearse would be around at 16 20 years ago. You're seeing, some offensive linemen in the mix. You're seeing DK, you're seeing both your DK Metcalf and Brown, both the receivers from Ole Miss in there, a lot of Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma. So they're all over the place, and these things are updated on a weekly basis. Some of these guys, I think, are more in tune with what's going on than others, but it is nice to do a sample. And I do 30. I may bump it up as we get closer, because it's not hard to find 50 to 100 mock drafts these days.
Wow. As you've done that over the years, have you found maybe one guy to be more knowledgeable, or a couple of guys to seem to have a greater pulse for things, or no?
Well, Mike Mayock was great, and he had Rashawn Evans going to the Titans last year during the draft, and I think six guys ended up having Rashawn Evans. So, sometimes guys nail them. Other times, you see a lot of whiffs on these, but I put a lot of, Daniel Jeremiah replaced Mike Mayock with NFL Network, and I've spent time with him. I've spent time with Charles Davis. I really respect what those guys do. I put to talk to Daniel Jeremiah in the next day or so, so I'm curious to see what he says about the Titans. But those are the ones I put the most stock in, because Jeremiah is a former scout. He talks. He has team sources. He knows needs. He knows where guys are valued on the draft board, and he's usually been very accurate with where he projects. Not necessarily nailing the teams, but at least knowing the range of where they could go and what teams are looking for.
One positive thing that's happened recently is it looks like four quarterbacks are going to go in the first round, maybe even before the Titans pick, which ultimately, when you pick 19 and you're not looking for a quarterback, you just subtract that number, right? So really, you're picking 15th, and there are a lot of edge rushers there, and I know a lot of fans are excited about that potential position group.
Yeah, that's always the best case scenario for teams not looking for quarterback, because as you mentioned, Brent, I mean, other guys fall. Where would the Titans go? If some of the top guys fall, I mean, you'll never get out of John Robinson really what he considers the team needs to be. He's more, hey, we're looking to improve every part of the football team. But I can't help but look and think that edge rusher, receiver, a big, nasty defensive lineman and an interior lineman are these teams' top needs. And it could be some big decision to make. And what you do at 19 really sometimes depends on where you think the depth is in the draft. So if you think you can get an offensive lineman, later in the draft, maybe pass on somebody at 19 and get that guy later.
You know, it's funny, Jim, there's been a lot of talk about the depth of the, defensive lineman in this draft, and maybe edge rusher as well, but it does seem like there's some good tight end depth in this draft, really, even into the third day.
Yeah, clearly Fant and Hockenson, the top two, but I do think you've got some guys that you could get later that would compete. I mean, the thing with the Titans, I think they're in pretty good shape as far as a number standpoint, in depth. You consider Delanie Walker and Jonnu Smith and Anthony Firkser and Michael Pruitt. Team added another tight end yesterday that plays in the AAF. So the question becomes, are you looking for a guy to compete for number three or number four, or are you looking for a guy who potentially could replace Delanie Walker, when he's 40 years old in about 5 or 6 years? I'm just kidding there, but he is going to be 35 and can't play forever. So it's just a matter of how much the Titans think he has left. I talked to Delanie last week. I mean, he's as motivated as ever. He expects to pick up where he left off. I think he would tell you you're crazy if you pick a tight end, because he's not going anywhere anytime soon, but that's for somebody else to decide.
Draft information continues to leak out. I know people are kind of trying to figure out, Jim, how can they consume this? You're putting out a whole lot of information via your own Twitter and Titans Online, but does it feel like it's kind of coming into shape to maybe let people know where they can go, what they can do, how they can experience with their family, with their kids, or just by themselves, or however they want to?
Yeah, and I'm trying to put out as much of that on Titans Online. I know Butch Spiridon was on with Mike Keith and Titans Amy Wells on the OTP this morning, and he provided a lot of information. Some of the nuggets that I jotted down and wrote a post about was a lot of the parking is going to be free. I mean, a lot of times you go to these events, it's a free event, yes, but okay, but I'm going to have to pay $20, $30 a park. He said the lots at Nissan Stadium are going to be free. A lot of lots in that area are going to be free. There's going to be a sky cam that's going to be going up and down from first to fifth. That will kind of give a unique look at the city. He said there's going to be a rock band that's going to perform on Thursday. We already knew that Tim McGraw and Dirk Bentley were going to play, and there's going to be fireworks after each event. So a lot of that stuff is starting to trickle out as far as what you can bring in. I mean, the clear bag policy is going to be in effect. No backpacks, no wagons, no artificial noisemakers, and he said no umbrellas as far as any event, no food and beverage. So that stuff you've got to be aware of moving forward. We're going to find out the draft prospects that are coming to Nashville tonight at 5 o'clock. Yep. I think I'll be able to release something that's embargoed till 6. We'll know who all those guys are, but check NFL Network because they'll start to trickle out. And as we get closer, you're going to hear more and more about what's in store as this thing is getting built up in the city.
Yeah, that's an hour and 15 minutes away. We look forward to that. Jim White brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying your house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today. Yep, just 2 weeks away. Jim, we appreciate it, man. What else is coming up on the website, TitansOnline.com?
Well, it'll be a lot of draft-related stuff. Again, yep. I'm talking to Jeremiah and Charles Davis, I know, in the next 24 hours. Also talking to Charlie Uke, who is the producer for NFL Network. Got some other draft-related stuff in store, and just will continue to pump out as much as I can as we get closer to the big weekend.
Appreciate it, Jim. Good job, man.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
All right, at Jay Wyatt Sports T on Twitter, I can confirm that Jim Wyatt had a mullet at Father Ryan High School. Hashtag Billy Ray.